Welcome back, y'all. Welcome if you're just joining us. My name's Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. You got a question or comment for me and my very special guest, former Lieutenant Governor and Senate candidate, Mandela Barnes, my friend and yours. Give us a call or text 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842. It has been a long slog, to say the very least. And here we are. We're 7 days out. Early voting underway. And I feel like we're having to bring up the things that have been known or knowable about Donald Trump, like, again and again and again, right? What do you say? Do you have any friends that have told you that they're undecided? Or what do you say to undecided voters, Mandela? Because it's a struggle for me, because I'm like, what are you undecided about? Like, how do you not know that you can't tell the difference between these two people? And most of the time I hear them give justifications and I'm like, yeah, I agree that those are all really important policies. If you would look stuff up on the interwebs, you would find out that those things that you think are really important, Kamala Harris is the one getting them done, or plans to get them done. What's your message? What do you think?
Having had this conversation for almost 8 years now, it's so incredibly frustrating. And I almost feel like I'm not the right messenger anymore sometimes when people say they're undecided. So shout out to the organizers with Power to the Polls, Wisconsin. We've knocked on almost 500,000 doors already.
Wow.
We've regularly had 150 people out there over the last week. Have had some incredible guests. Congresswoman Pramila Jayapal came out. The National Education Association President Becky Pringle came through. Tiffany Mueller from InCitizens United. So we've had some wonderful partners come out and see our work, fire up our organizers, encourage them to keep doing the Lord's work. But I can tell you, I like recently had a conversation in the steam room at the Y. And
no doubt, for know, real.
Yeah, man. Where the real discussions happen. And it's a person I see every now and then. We chat, and really nice dude. And he's probably a little bit older. He's probably mid 40s, maybe late 40s, black guy. And you know, he told me he was still undecided. And like, this is the steam room, so I'm just like, I am, you know, it's only so frustrated you can get in a steam room before you pass out. So I'm trying
to,
like,
you can't get too hot-headed because you're already hot-headed.
I'm trying to level out in there. And, you know, everything that he and I have talked about would never have led me to believe that he was undecided in this election. Mm. You know, he's like, yeah, you know, I want to make sure you meet my son. You know, he looks up to you and all this other stuff. And I'm just like, yeah, you know, like, and these are, you know, in previous conversations.
Sure.
And so we were just talking, and like, in my mind, I'm like, I'm just not in a position to have this conversation. And then like a minute or two passed, I'm like, there is no justification for anybody voting for Donald Trump in any election, let alone this one. And I didn't lose my cool or anything. It was just the sentence I needed to say to get the point where it was beyond policy. It was beyond reason. It was like, I'm not sure what you have been getting and from where, but this is the deal. Nobody should be considering voting for Donald Trump, and especially nobody in a position that you are in, whether you know it is as a black man in Wisconsin in America, as a person who seems to have it together, right? Like, this is a person who stands against everything, and he brought up January 6th as well, and I'm just and that's what really, you know, led me to drive the point home. I mean, this is a person who's tried to destabilize democracy. This is a person who's committed every foul almost imaginable.
Yeah, like cheat your contractors, offend everyone, be credibly accused of sexual assault, be convicted of a business fraud, be sentenced. Like, what?
It is. I mean, anything possibly.
Oh, I forgot the super secret spy documents. Stealing super secret spy documents and talking to Vladimir Putin for unknown reasons 7 times after you were president with the super secret spy documents down the hall. I'm sorry, I jumped in.
Yeah, no, it's all good. I mean, just it's just too many things. Like, there's so many things to keep count of. And I can see from a person's perspective who is not as plugged in, you know, as those of us who are having this conversation, how they could just be overwhelmed by everything that has been a violation of Donald Trump that people rightfully call out. I get it. I understand that. But this is the effort to inform the voting public about who their choices are, who these people have been in a professional capacity, you know, some in a personal capacity, but we're talking about the office of President of the United States of America here.
Yeah. Folks, that's former Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes joining me this half hour. As we close out, tell folks what the Democracy Defense Project is and where they can find out more about it, Mandela.
So I'm really proud to be a part of the Democracy Defense Project. This is a bipartisan group of party leaders or former party leaders. It is myself, former chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, Mike Tate, former Republican Congressman Scott Kluge, former Attorney General Republican J.B. Van Hollen. And our goal is to promote safety and security in elections all across this state. It is a program that's happened in a number of battlegrounds, but Wisconsin specifically, trust your votes that are safe and secure.
Where can they find out more? What's the website?
DemocracyDefenseProject.com. I believe, or .us.
We'll find it and put it in the show notes for today. Up next, no worries, Mandela, I got you. I've got a very special guest, Dev Pestel, a retired chemistry professor. Why would a chemistry professor care about making the tax code fairer? Bev cares, and so should you. We'll be back with Maggie and the Millionaires Talking Money here on the Civic Media Radio Network. My thanks to the Lieutenant Governor. I'll see you soon, Mandela. And I'll see all of you on the flip side. News, weather, and sports up next on the Civic Media Radio Network.